You're listening to SBS News. Australians are being warned a vaccine for COVID-19 could take 18 months. Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Paul Kelly says developing vaccines for coronaviruses has proven to be difficult, so containing the spread of COVID-19 is vital.
Vaccines for coronaviruses are not easy. In fact, up to now, we've never had a successful vaccine against a coronavirus. So this is experimental times. How long it will take, estimates have varied, but at least months, probably 12 months, possibly 18 months.
The latest economic lifeline is for Australia's exporters, who are facing much higher freight costs since the grounding of most commercial flights. Agriculture Minister David Littleproud says the government will spend $170 million to boost the export sector, which includes $110 million to sponsor cargo flights to deliver fresh produce to international markets.
People shouldn't panic about the fact that Australian produce is going around the world. It's a good thing. It's a good thing for our economy. It's a good thing for our farmers. And God forbid, if we get some rain, they're going to make a fair bit of money and get our nation up and going again as soon as this COVID crisis has been able to be curtailed.
Victoria announced more spending to increase the number of intensive care beds in that state from 500 to 4,500. Premier Daniel Andrews thanked Victorians for complying with the social distancing measures and encouraged people to exercise common sense when contemplating whether or not they need to leave their homes.
If you don't have to go out, don't go out. That's the key message. It couldn't be simpler. And I know there's a lot of debate and discussion about what's in the rules and what isn't. Use your common sense. If you don't need to do it, don't do it. If you can stay at home, you must stay at home. These are actually really simple messages. They're small things in the scheme of everything, but they make a massive difference in terms of our capacity in our health system the number of people who will die because of this virus.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says people can't afford to be complacent.
We are still, to an extent, controlling the spread, containing the spread. But we know we can't do that forever because this virus is virulent. It spreads really, really quickly and very unfortunately too effectively. And therefore, we have to maintain our vigilance. We can't let our foot off the pedal. We can't relax. And I know that's a difficult thing to say when so many families now are struggling with the new arrangements and adjusting their own lives, and we're grateful for that.
Queensland's Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk called on people to assist seniors during the pandemic.
Hopping on that phone and saying, how are you? Let's have a chat about things. Do you want to talk to my kids? It's also about going and doing some grocery shopping for them and leaving it at the front door. It's about perhaps they might leave a script in their letterbox and you can go up and get that script.
In Western Australia, a German cruise ship is refusing to leave Fremantle. More than 40 people who are on board contracted COVID-19, and the vessel's operators are refusing to comply with demands that it leave Australian waters. The Artania wants to stay at Fremantle until April 14 and has requested a thorough cleaning of the ship. Western Australia's Premier Mark McGowan hopes the federal government and the Australian Border Force can resolve the standoff as quickly as possible.
What I don't want to see is the Artania sit there and potentially attract ships from somewhere else on the basis that you can stay in Fremantle. So what I'd say to the Commonwealth Government is please work with the ship to get it away, clean the ship and get it away from Western Australia as soon as possible.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.